Students can get good grades in school, but parents are often looking for activities that show colleges and future employers more than the report card. This week, the University of Louisiana at Monroe announced the first President's Academy, a career-oriented summer program for high-ability high school juniors and seniors. Dr. Lynn Clark directs the academy. How did the idea for this really get started?
Well, it was really Dr. Bruno's idea. What he wanted to do was create an event that would bring high-ability high school students to ULM so that they could see all the things that we have to offer. From that, we developed these corporate partnerships with CenturyLink, with EA Conway Medical Center, and with Angus, a Dow subsidiary. These three partners were working already with the college in various ways, and so we were able to highlight what the College of Pharmacy had to offer, what our College of Arts and Sciences, and in particular our science department, and our College of Business was already doing, but bring it to the high school level.
So the corporate partners actually had a good deal of input into the curricula, into what was going to be happening here. Tell me about that development process.
That was our intent. We started with the faculty, of course, but once we had identified the faculty that were interested in this type of a project where we would be doing experiential learning out in the field and then bringing students back to the college laboratory, we worked with the companies to identify personnel that would be interested in having a deep partnership. What we wanted to do was come up with an idea for a career path and then let the individuals at the companies sort of shape that path. So what happened is at Angus Dow Chemical, we're working with two chemical engineers there, and they are giving us access to various parts of that plant, but they're also looking at that story of how do you synthesize a drug for a mystery ailment in this case, and how do you pull that back into the classroom and sort of unpack the science for students. At CenturyLink, we've got a wonderful team of people from different departments, from technology, from IT, but also from the business aspect, who are looking at ways that the information flows through their current systems. And in fact, they even talked about how some of the plans they have already address these sort of larger scenarios of how do you control information in crisis situations. At EA Conway, we already had a number of ULM pharmacy students who are out there doing internships, and so we'll be working with them, but also with the medical personnel on site to look at six different disease states and track the treatment for those disease states. And then we'll also be going out into the field and see how the different agencies within the community support that.
The partners had said that one of the things that they were looking for when they're looking at employees, graduates as employees, was being able to do problem solving, and problem solving especially in a small group. Now, for the President's Academy, you're taking that and combining all of these disciplines together for a huge problem.
Yes, we're calling it pandemic. I think it's the centerpiece of the experience for our students. This is a 6-day residential camp, and on that first day, they're going to be introduced to the problem. As part of this problem, they're going to be working in interdisciplinary teams. There's going to be three career paths, sort of a medical path, a science path, and more of a business path. And they are going to have to solve the problem of a global epidemic that will be introduced on that first day. Then they'll be going out to their sites with our partners, and they will be relying on the expertise of the various people who are working in the field to help them solve that problem. This was really funny because the corporate partners really got excited about this aspect of the camp and came up with all different kinds of variations on that theme. So that continues to grow and develop, and I think it's going to become sort of the centerpiece.
Literacy, also something that the corporate partners wanted to put a stress on. Tell me about how that's factored into the President's Academy.
It's become a two-way conversation. So whereas we were the first to approach the partners and to ask that they allow our students to come onto their sites, they quickly turned around and started to communicate with us about the ways in which ULM might support their vision and goals of the company. And one, two of those ways was to increase the literacy of current and future employees, and also to work on these ideas of problem solving and working in teams and be able to see the connections across disciplines. So we built that into the camp. We wanted to make sure that the students had a shared experience around literacy, and just like we do here at ULM with the Freshman Reads program, we are going to have one book that everyone reads, all the way from the professors and the counselors and the students to our corporate partners. It's called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, and it's a wonderful book. It has to do with the HeLa cells, and so it talks a lot about the ethics of science research, but it's also an amazing adventure story. We'll be looking at the ways that literature can give us insight into these STEM disciplines.
The STEM disciplines being science, technology, engineering, and math. Those kind of wrap up to a language base, too.
Yes, and in fact, one of the things that we're trying to do with STEM learning is to look at the linkages between those various disciplines. So we've brought in our Latin professor, and he actually teaches at a local high school as well, so he's ideally suited to this task. And he is going to be working with our literacy professor to unpack some of those Latin-based science, technology, engineering, and math terms. So each of the professors involved in those externships and in those lab-based experiences are giving him the terms that we'll be encountering so that they can not only walk the walk in the morning, but talk the talk and understand what they're saying and why they're saying it.
Since this is a resident camp, the evenings also have quite a bit packed into them for the students.
Yes. We're going to be doing working dinners, which will be seminars in those soft skills that are involved in various professions. We're going to have lectures on interviewing skills. We'll be working through the etiquette of a professional dinner. And then we'll also be looking at dressing for success, at which point we'll move off to the music auditorium and we'll be participating in informances by our VAPA faculty. They won't just be sitting out in the audience, but we're going to be inviting them on stage so they can experience what it feels like to be a performer and really capture that cultural literacy as well as looking at the literacy within the various STEM disciplines.
Very quickly, who can apply and how do they go about applying to the President's Academy at ULM?
We are looking for those high school students that are going into their junior or senior year. We are using an ACT cutoff of 24, and we are looking for students that can have two recommendations signifying their academic and behavioral excellence.
The President's Academy is coming up July 8th through the 13th. The application process is open now. You can learn more on the ULM website at ulm.edu. My guest, Dr. Lynn Clark, is the director of the President's Academy. She's also an assistant professor in curriculum instruction here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Clark, thanks so much for telling us about the President's Academy.
Thank you.